message.
When we take the time to notice all that surrounds us, we realize that there is always something miraculous at work. Look around. Even a simple walk outside is a reminder that there is something greater than ourselves unfolding. And we may feel separate from it, but most will agree that there is an organizing principle of some kind in our midst. For some, it is God. For some, it is the universe. For others, it is simply physics. No matter what we choose to call it, no matter how we decide to categorize it, we can rest assured that regardless of our opinions, despite any challenges, trials, or tribulations that we may be personally experiencing, the earth will still spin on its axis. The sun will still rise tomorrow, no matter what. We are not required to do anything to make it so. We can simply enjoy the ride, remembering that God, the universe, fate, science, whatever we wish to call it, willing, we will still be here to experience it. Now, life is not easy right now for many of you. And without minimizing the very real difficulties that you are managing, without blowing too much positive thinking philosophy up your behind, I want to invite you to take a couple minutes for yourself. Shift your focus momentarily from those challenges and responsibilities of your daily life to the magnificence of this orderly universe. You have been awarded the gift of this journey at this time, on this day, in this year, when so many others were not permitted to remain. Think about that. That is an amazing blessing. You are witnessing history in the making, and you are playing your part, however small, to bring it to fruition. You are here because you were chosen. It is your destiny to be provided with the opportunity to use your skills, your gifts, and your talents in the way that you believe will best serve your soul and the planet at large. Take a breath and feel the immensity of that privilege. Feel that. The remainder of this day is a blank page, and it's awaiting your creation. The possibilities are endless. The opportunities for so many things, too innumerable to mention, even if we knew what all of them were right now. How will you take this gift that you have been provided and use it for the greater good? And rather than allowing the fear of a misstep or a mistake, of an incorrect choice to paralyze you, take a bold step. The only mistake is in believing that not making a choice is not a choice. You are choosing no matter what, so why not choose something that you desire? This day is yours for the taking. What is your intention? In your highest vision, what does that look like? Now, you'll often hear me say, what will be the evidence of your success? How will you know that you did what you wanted to do? One thing that I can guarantee is that thoughts are essentially prayers. What you think, what you intend, that's an order. That's right. You are standing at the world's largest drive-thru window and placing your order. What will it be? What is your intention for today? And do you want ketchup with that? We have a better chance of getting the single with cheese, tomato, and ketchup if we order it, rather than hoping that the good people at Wendy's will just miraculously give us exactly what we wanted without placing an order. And the same is true in life. Know what you want and ask for it. If you want something specific from this day, know what that is, ask for it, and act on it. Take the actions that are within your power to do whatever you can to move yourself a step or two or three closer to receiving it. The only version of success that matters is your own. Will you place an order, or will you simply wait to see what you will be served?